Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. The sower soweth the word. Mark 4:3-4:14. One of the ways in which Jesus taught was by the use of parables. A parable was a narrative drawn from human circumstances to set forth a spiritual lesson. The meaning of parables was often withheld from the hearers by Jesus to set forth a divine judgment upon the unworthy. The hearer must understand if the parable is to be useful. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Mark 4:9. Most of the time, the hearers were blinded to the meaning of the parable. Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins would be forgiven them. Mark 4:11-12. The parable before us concerns the teaching or preaching of the Word of God. The seed is the Word which is sown by teaching. The Word is taught and is received or not received, depending upon the desire of the hearer. The Word will receive various responses, all of which are vital to salvation or destruction. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the Word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. 1 Peter 1:23-25. God's word is a living seed with the power of conversion. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. The word planted in the soil of the human heart has the power to save, but that word must be believed and must remain planted in the heart, or else we believe in vain. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.